Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. I can see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the house, listening via her phone, not the internet. That's how loyal she is. Love Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every day at 4 p.m. Oh, yeah, and this week, on the 17th, she'll be featuring J. Blair Brown, Live the Dream. J. Blair Brown will be visiting Movie Attic Headquarters to talk about her experience as an actual writer, director, publicist, radio show host, and web series producer. Wow. Her acting credits include over 100 live performances in such stage production as Fences, Nonsense, Little Shop of Horrors. She's the one to see. Check out Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. That's happening. Yes, it is. T.C. Keith's in the house now. He's second one in. Hey, T.C. How's it going? And we've got a lot of things to do today, including we're going to have a surprise call-in celebrity guest. So you want to stay tuned for that. And we'll have some fun as well, won't we? I think so. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Bria Skonberg has a new CD out. I think it's called The 13th. I've got to check it out. She just emailed me, and you know we love our Bria. Sounds like a cheese, but we still love her. We love Bria. So I want to check that out as well. Steve Mendoza's in the house. Woo! It's popping in there. Hey, let's go with Bria, shall we? Because she's always fun. Bria Skonberg. She's amazing. Sings and plays the trumpet.
Thank you.
Check her out, www.briasconberg.com. Amazing woman. She's phenomenal. First plugs first. Let's plug me. My CD, Color Me Crazy, is available on CD Baby, so you can check it out there and buy it. Buy one song, buy all. T.C. Keith buys them one at a time. You've got to love T.C. Keith. He's so sweet. Okay. Also, tonight you can see me at No Name and a Bag of Chips. That's at Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. It's real name. Go to the back room. It's between Avenue A and Avenue B on 14th Street. You can't miss it. The tikis are in the windows. That's 7 p.m. tonight, run by the delightful Eric Vetter and, of course, Shaney Lieberman at the bat to keep it all going strong. And a little special announcement for tonight's show. The comedian, you've seen him on so many shows, Hari Kondabolu. Am I saying it right? Hari Kondabolu will be dropping in for his next appearance on Conan. He's prepping here tonight at Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. So you don't want to miss that. That's a scoop. He's going to be on Conan. So I'll be performing in the same set. Not performing on Conan, but I will be in the same set doing that there. Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar tonight, Friday at 7 p.m. Also, you can watch the Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday, 7 p.m., www.mnn.org, Eastern Standard Time, or in New York City. Just look at the scroll. It has all the channels that I'm on in New York City. There's three of them. Okay. Also, what have we got going on here? We're going to have comedian, writer, actress Vanessa Hollingshead dropping in later on. And love all the people in the chat room. Chuck Skull's shows. Oh, Chuck Skull. Go to Chuck Skull's shows. Clopsy's in the house. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. The Steve Mendoza Show. Steve, you have so many shows, you're making me crazy. Go to Steve Mendoza's Facebook. The Wacko Network. Love those guys for ending their show shortly and coming onto mine. The Wacko Network. You guys are fantastic. Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Wacko Bob, always a pleasure to have you here. Hope Kat Vecchione is doing well. And you got to keep it moving here because I got a lot of people to plug today.
King Kong don't have nothing over me, King Kong. King Kong don't have nothing over me.
Ruth Betty. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. All right. We'll keep Betty Jo. Betty Jo's actually in the chat room now. Isn't this amazing? This is a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. I forgot to mention I'll also be doing an upcoming show for Larry Storch. We've got that coming up, too. That's the 26th at Stand Up New York. You want to make your reservations now. It's got a great lineup. It's got me, Professor Irwin Corey, Jimmy Falia, Mike Fine, Bob Greenberg, and a host of many more. And this is a fundraiser to get Larry Storch's, remember him from F Troop, and he's also a great comedian. I don't know if people know that, but on Thursday, June 26th, 6 p.m., we'll all gather there, and Larry will be performing. We're raising money to put a star in the Hall of Fame in Palm Springs because he deserves it. He's such a sweetheart. He's a really nice guy and still hilarious, Larry Storch. So you can visit Larry at www.facebook.com/LarryStorchSpace. Okay. For tickets, go to www.standupnewyork.com. Check it out. I'm in a lot of things coming up. Woohoo! Anyway, thank you, T.C. Keith, the fastest typer in the West. He is so fast. All right, let's keep it moving here. Oh, you guys just crack me up. You know you do. You know you do. All right, so many shows coming up. And as I mentioned, we're going to have Vanessa Hollingshead. She'll be performing in an upcoming show, Word, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 18th. The lineup is the delightful Taylor Negron. Love him. Vanessa Hollingshead, Janet D'Onofrio, DC Benny, Bethany Hall, Ed Cohen, and Music with Willard Morgan and the Idea Orchestra, Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. You can also go to wordthestorytellingshow.com for more information. And Facebook, it's free, no cover, just buy a drink. What is it to buy a drink? A little drink. What is it? Anyway, we'll keep that going there, shall we? It's always fun. Let's have a little Tom Carosa, right? What do you got to have when you have Tom Carosa?
Representative will be with you shortly. Shortly, the city council will name. A representative will come looking shortly.
Were you holding? Anyway, lots going on, multitasking as usual. And what else do we have going on? I got to plug a lot of things. I told you about Word. Okay, that's the 18th, June 18th. And who else do we have coming on? We'll check it out. We'll have Vanessa Hollingshead in a few minutes coming on. Let me see if I have Vanessa's comedy. We'll warm you up with some of Vanessa's comedy. How's that? Okay, let me... Here we go. Little Vanessa Hollingshead comedy.
My friends tried so many interventions with me, I just leave the plastic folding chair set up in a semicircle in my apartment. It's true. No, does anyone drink on the job? Now, a couple tricks. I want to say something. For those of us who have to drink on the job or have drunk on the job, a couple tips. When you come back from work, do not give advice. You will want to, of course, because you'll be drunk. Just listen and agree. Nod. I don't care if you see four of the same person. Just go, yep. Yep. And make sure you're leaning up against the wall. Do not lean up against the cubicle. You'll fall right through. But anyway, I learned a couple things for people who do drink. Just remember this. If you think you're slurring a little, you're slurring a lot. And if you think you're slurring a lot, you're not even speaking English. Did you ever blast the same song at 3 a.m. over and over and over again, thinking the neighbors won't mind because it's such a kick-ass fucking song? Luckily, when the cops showed up, they liked Neil Diamond, too. We're coming to America again, my country. Oh, my friends are like, Vanessa, you're turning into a blackout drinker. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm turning into a time traveler. One minute I'm having white wine spritzes with you. The next minute I'm in Australia explaining to the customs official why I have no underwear and no passport a day early. Thank you for getting that a day late. I know how to say where are my panties in seven languages. Where la pantaloon? I mean, donde es panties? I don't want to brag. Okay. I used to drink a bottle of wine with dinner. After my husband left me, I had a bottle of wine for breakfast. My friends are like, you are turning into an alcoholic. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm turning into a French woman. Yeah, French women are like, for breakfast, I have the two bottles of wine with... And then for lunch, I have the four pack of cigarettes, you know, for safety. And then for dinner, the baguette is soak up the wine. I don't want to throw up over my clothes. And then for a nightcap, I have more wine. Oh, and then the bath. Oh. And then in the morning, I need something to wear. So I put the pants on and the dress over the pants and the jacket over the dress. And voila, coat of fashion. La, 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 la. Not only am I fashion conscious, I am belly conscious. Oh. I mean, if you look at the fashion, that's the new look. That's the pants, the dress over the pants, and the jacket. Only a drunk would come up with that kind of fashion. Isn't that what the homeless wear? So I told my friends, I'm like, Jesus turned the water into wine. He didn't turn the wine into water. I think it would have been crucified a lot earlier. And you know, you got that stuff from Bethlehem, that strong shit. My friends are like, you're not Jesus. I'm like, well, I can drink like him. Maybe I'll get a vision. Maybe he'll say, Vanessa, my child, I want you to walk amongst the lepers. And I'll be like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to move to Staten Island. I mean, that's like the ferry ride over the River Styx to get to that fucking place. I mean, if you live there, you're still my friend. You're just my MySpace friend, okay? So anyway, no, I stopped drinking because, not because my friends, because of the drunk dialing, the drunk texting, the drunk emails. Anyone? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay, if you were going to nicely stare at me and go, no, I don't do that shit. I just have straight hair and I feel good about myself. I'm done. I'm even from here. I'm visiting from Cleveland. Thanks. I'll stare at you when I need to get insecure. No, I was just drunk. I mean, I would call, like, hi. I know we broke up 3 years ago. But I know I burnt down your home. But I was making meatloaf, your favorite. Yeah, but no, I gotta tell you something really important. I'm naked. And I'm outside your front door. I don't have a punchline for that. That happened. Now, has anyone ever had an intervention? Where did I lose you? Okay, one, thank you. I have, and I'm telling you, these are fun. They're fun. It's like a really bad surprise birthday party. I don't know how to... I come home, friends and family I haven't seen in years. I'm like, oh my God, Frankie, Jackie, Denise, yeah. Wait a second. Where's the birthday cake? Where's the booze? My friends are like, we're a little bit concerned with your drinking. I'm like, well, I'm a little bit concerned with your 90-pound weight gain. I don't say anything. I have Jenny Craig come over here. I'm a little bit concerned with the 4 packs of cigarettes you're smoking, Frank. I'm a little bit concerned that you're $80,000 in credit card debt, Denise. I don't say anything. Friends are like, well, we think that your drinking is affecting your work. Look at what I fucking do. I am not an eye surgeon. Now all of a sudden, this is not a birthday party. This is a terrorist attack. Now I feel like a little Israeli boy that wandered into a Taliban cave. Luckily, I'm equipped with an arsenal of functioning alcoholics in my head. I'm like, okay, wait a second. Amy Winehouse, she wrote Rehab. She won 6 Grammys, drunk and drugged out the whole time. Pretty nice fucking life. What about Jackie Gleason and the Honeymooners? Baby, you're the greatest. Norton, get down here. Had an amazing life, completely soused, lived to 72 years old. What about Alfred Hitchcock? Rear Window, The Bird, Psycho. Welcome to the Alfred Hitchcock Hour. Wasted. Ben Kingsley, he and Gandhi, he was shipped off to treatment when he finished Gandhi. You know, be the change you want to be in my people. And won an Oscar. Old Man in the Sea, Ernest Hemingway. I mean, the list goes on. And my favorite, Winston Churchill. He rallied all of England, defeated Hitler and the Nazis. Flask of brandy by his side, morning, noon, and night. He didn't say, you know, that Hitler is a beastly chap. I think he wants to kill everybody. But I'm going to be dreadfully late for my Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I told my friends, I said, you got to thank alcohol. alcohol. It's your friend. If we didn't have alcohol, there'd be no movies, no theater, no, there'd be no fucking people. We'd be sitting in Starbucks. No, actually, SS Bucks. It's run by a Jewish guy singing Hail Hitler as we're, drinking, espresso. I told my friends, I said, make alcohol your friend. Then what, you want to lose weight, Jackie? Mix Slim Fast with vodka. That weight comes right off. You're like, hey, how you doing? Have you ever worked out drunk? You have no problem lifting those weights. Look at these arms. But stay off the Stairmaster. I did crack my chin open and fuck the ugly guy. Not for nothing. Trying to quit smoking, mix a little bit of Miller Lite with Marlboro Lite, Told my friend Jackie, you're $80,000 in credit card debt. Make alcohol the most important thing in your life. Then you won't care about things like looking good, personal hygiene, being employed.
That was just a taste of Vanessa Hollingshead. I think she's on the line now.
I am on the line.
There
and,
you are. They
that
love you.
Reminded
in the
me I got to take a shower.
They love you in the chat room. You're a big hit in the chat room. I have Vanessa
I'm a big
Hollingshead.
Hit in the chat room? Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Betty Jo Tucker,
that's
Chuck great. Skull, Colopsy, George Bettinger, Rachel Will Gorin, T.C. Keith, The Steve Mendoza Show, The Wacko Network, The Wacko Bob Show. These are all people
oh,
in the chat
great.
Room. They love you. So
well,
we have
I love them for loving. I love them for loving me.
That is funny stuff. I forgot. I was playing it again, and I was going, "Oh my God, that's so funny." I like the part
no,
about
I forgot. I was
credit.
Gonna, oh my, yeah.
Credit card debt. What a better time to drink.
What I know. I know.
So anyway, Vanessa Hollingshead, our celebrity guest caller, in for the day. Tell us what you've got going.
Well, I'm doing the word, the spoken word again, the word, on next Wednesday, and I can't wait. And my life hasn't been my own for the last 72 hours, so I haven't even gotten my story together, but it's going to be based on the last 72 hours. Terry
well,
was like,
I think that's
I
what you
story.
Should call it. I think that's what you should name it, the last 72
my,
hours.
You know what, Nancy, that's what I'm going to do. And then I have the joy of having your son with me editing to get this thing together. So I'm going to be promoting him. So if anyone's in the chat room and they need, like, computer help, he's your guy.
He's great. He's terrific. And also, you
and
have...
And he does everything. It's like, I've got no curtains. He's like, what's the deal with, like, no curtains in your room? And someone was using a pointer with, like a red pointer stick. And I'm like, oh,
my
God. I'm target practice. I'm going to die because I didn't get some curtains. And he's like, you know what? I do curtains. I'll put them up. I'm like, okay, I'll get the tension rod. He does everything.
That's, I taught him well, Vanessa. I taught
you
him
taught
well.
You taught him well. I mean, I don't know. Like, we need more guys like this.
Hey, let's talk about you. Let's
my guys
you
are like our unavailable potheads that, that just sit on the couch and watch reality TV and say things like, I'll do it.
I'm going to do it. Don't do
I'm
it.
Do,
well,
I told you I'd do it.
It doesn't
so
change when you marry them. They're still,
yeah,
I call it, said, they live in the land of I was gonna.
I was gonna
do that.
Wow.
I was gonna do the dishes.
They live in the land I was gonna.
I
yeah,
was gonna.
I mean, the last thing, and he would promise to paint the kitchen. And I'm like, you promised you'd paint the kitchen. And then I was like, you know what? I don't care if you buy half a pound of weed. I want that kitchen painted when I get home. And it was painted, but he forgot one of the walls. I'm like,
that's what happens when you
to
smoke too much
pot. You? I bet you remembered that. So I'm like, and then when you start going to, like, say, Al-Anon, which I had to, you learn that it's your issue, your problem. I'm like, oh, after all of this crap, there's something wrong with me if I attract that. So that's been my
learning
curve.
They're telling you it's your problem,
so.
And you go, funny, that's what my boyfriend said, too.
Yeah, it's my problem, yeah.
Hey, listen, you have
now,
a show coming up at the Broadway Comedy Club, too.
I've got July 5th. I mean, everything right now is like I just finished doing one movie. Now I'm auditioning for another. Then I'm going to be working on some ships. And then I'm going to be doing The Word, which I love doing. simply because you can take real life experiences and make it funny. And it just, for me, makes for such organic, original, rich material.
And you are a very good writer. Word, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 18th. The lineup, Taylor Negron, Vanessa Hollingshead, Janet D'Onofrio, D.C. Benny, Bethany Hall, Ed Cohen, and music with Willard Morgan and the Ideal Orchestra. The Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. No cover, one beverage minimum.
And they've got great food, and they're like a really cool bar.
That's great that you have two movies coming up. You'll have to let Betty Jo Tucker
from
Movie
Attic. Well, one will be next year. I just shot it. And
okay.
I thought it was going to have be in a couple scenes, and it was 80 lines, and I was stuck in Maine for the week. And then I got haunted in my room, and I even took a picture of an orb that was floating around in my room. Yeah. But you know what? We got the movie shot. And that was another thing. I had to do a driving scene. I hadn't driven. They said, you can drive. I'm like, yeah. I hadn't driven in almost a year because I'm a New York City girl. Hadn't driven in a year. Had no glasses, which I needed. And then it was pouring rain. And then we had to go over train tracks. I'm like, oh, God, this is. I never wanted to nail a scene so quickly as last week.
You gotta always have those skills, like guitar and driving and.
Yeah,
like you got to have that all
know,
going.
And
hey,
you know
listen,
what?
Wait, I got to
so
slow her down.
I didn't want a ballerina. I'd have been dead by now.
Vanessa, listen, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. When you do have your movies out, I'm sure she'd love to interview you. So let me know when the movies are released, and I'm going to hook you up with Betty Jo Tucker. Okay.
I will definitely do that.
And also,
I will definitely do that.
We have a couple of radio shows in the house. I'm sure George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio, 4 p.m., would love to interview you as well. Okay. So we're going to set
that.
You up.
Yep.
So if you're doing any comedy in the Florida area, you've definitely got to hook up with George
Bettinger. I am doing
Bettinger.
Comedy in the Florida area.
When?
In January. No. September 20, I believe 26th and 27th at a huge theater.
Where?
And then March 28th, 2015.
Where?
It's in Coral Springs. I'll get all the...
Get the information, and I'll send you George Bettinger's info, and you two talk, and I'm sure he'd love to promote
you. It's going to be in a huge theater, and it's going to be in a casino, and then, yeah, in a casino, a Florida casino, September 26th and 27th.
That's near Miami,
and then
March, right?
It's going to be in a huge theater. Yeah,
that's
it's about half an hour from Miami.
Yeah, okay, all right. George, I'm trying to think where you are. Are you near that area? I think you are. George Bettinger is another comedian, too. And Vanessa, do you have any CDs out? Can they get it, your CDs or DVDs?
I need to. If they just email me, I will send the CD out straight from my address because I couldn't figure out how to work PayPal.
PayPal?
You know, PayPal, someone would like...
Yeah, I'll help you with
it.
That. I'll help
and
you with
I
that.
And I never set up a link. So,
all right.
I got to move in. That's why I need your son.
Yes.
Why I need your son.
And also,
every time
you need to set up a CD Baby account. So, I'll talk you through a CD Baby.
A CD Baby account?
Yeah, to sell your merchandise on.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is sell all my CDs at the clubs and then turn them all into links. Or little credit card things. Like, there's so much you can do now. And that's why I'm in the process of adopting a 5-year-old so I can figure out how to do all this. I'll just get him from India.
That's my boy. You know, I told you that's why
I'll get
son.
Him from India. And then, unfortunately, I probably won't be able to use Mike. But, the three of us
will
work together.
Here's what I want you to do. In the order of appearances, slowly list where you'll be performing next.
Okay, the order of dates. The first one is going to be the spoken word, and that's going to be June 18th, Wednesday. And then my next order of dates, I'm not sure. No,
yes, you are. You're at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Broadway's going to be 9:15 on 53rd and 8th. And you've got to get to this. You've got to get there at between 8 and 8:30 online. And for anyone who's interested, if they email me, Vanessa1660@yahoo, I will get comp tickets for everyone that wants to go, and it'll be a 2-year minimum.
Oh my God!
All welcome.
Anybody in the city who just heard that? Oh my God!
Three tickets.
What date
all
is that?
All they have to do is email me. That is a Saturday. And it's usually a packed show. And they'll see four really great comedians. It won't just be me. That's why you get there early.
What date is the show?
July. It's July 5th. Right
Dawn,
after,
July 5th, the day I leave town. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's a great deal for people to come. And also,
there'll be a lot of people leaving town, but there'll be a ton of people that are in New York for the fireworks. So
definitely.
You usually get a wonderful up audience when it's a weekend.
And do you post your schedule on your website?
My website is laughable, as Michael will tell you. I've got to get my website redone.
Are you on Facebook?
But no, I don't post it. No, I don't. I post it on Facebook.
Go to Facebook. Vanessa Hollingshead on Facebook. Friend her.
And Twitter.
Follow her on Twitter, and she will post when she will be performing, and
Facebook,
you can check her out.
Facebook will probably be the best for me until I start getting more. I link my Facebook and my Twitter, but usually I have to go on Twitter first instead of Facebook. So Facebook, I always will put on where I'll be performing, like a few days before. So and I do make announcement. Do say if you message me on Facebook, I will get you free tickets.
Oh my gosh, what a deal! As long as supplies last. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
We'll put it as long as supplies last. Okay.
Well, that's why everyone has to get there early to make sure they get a seat. And it's usually packed at Broadway, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great show. You're a very funny comedian, a great writer, and a terrific actress. Thank you for calling in today. And I'm going to dedicate this next song to our special guest, Vanessa Hollingshead. Thank you.
What is it, Maniac? Okay.
No, here it comes. This
one's
for you.
I
wrote
it.
It's mine.
Oh, you wrote it. Oh, can I listen to it?
It's going to come on right now.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
I got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Half of nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Nice guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, and hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you wanna find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Well, Well, that was a lot of plugging for one day, wasn't it? Anyway, tonight I'll be at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's between Avenue A and B on 14th Street, 7 p.m. show. Okay, it's going to be great, hosted by Eric Vedder. And the wonderful Shani Lieberman will be making it all flow. Also, don't forget Word, the storytelling show with the lovely, isn't she something, Vanessa Hollingshead? I want a cup of what she's having. Okay, Word, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, June 18th, the line of Taylor Negron. I love him. He's hilarious. Vanessa Hollingshead, Janet D'Onofrio, DC Benny, Bethany Hall, Ed Cohen, and music with Willard Morgan and the Odd Deal Orchestra, the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of East 6th Street. It's free. Just buy a beverage, kids. Chuck Skull, he's got a show on tonight, 8 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, and I believe tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. And did you change your show to Sunday now? I think you did, Chuck Skull. George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 8 p.m., 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Follow them on Facebook. Rachel Goddard, nice to see you in the house. T.C. Keith, you're always a dream. The Wacko Network, love you. Betty Jo Tucker, you're terrific. Gotta love you all. Thank you for joining us. Remember, watch the Nancy Lombardo Show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.mnn.org around the country and three channels in New York City. You'll find me if you keep flipping. Okay, thank you all, and thank our special guest, Vanessa Hollingshead. Bye.
That's all, folks.